You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, January 20th, 2016. It is week 139 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mark Cheska.
Since it's Wednesday, we would like to do a little thing called We Viewed Reviewed, in which we view stuff and consume stuff, and then we review it for you. Because consume doesn't rhyme with many words that let us tell you that we are giving you our opinion on it. Mm-hmm. If it does, tell us, and then we can change the name of the segment. Consume, resume, doesn't really rhyme. Consume, presume. Consume. Can't think of any other words. But that's why we have We Viewed Reviewed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any movies? No.
No. I mean, I saw like 15 movies last episode.
Yeah, I was like, I can't think of any movies I've been watching because I lived a life this week. It was a very strange feeling.
Ooh, weird.
Oh, I guess TV we can talk. Did you watch State of the Union address?
Parts.
See, I do my American duty and I make sure. I was out. Oh, wait, no.
I saw like half an hour of it.
No, I lied. I did see some movies. Oh, okay. I saw a movie for the first time.
Ooh.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
You never saw that before?
I never saw that before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's slow. I think I saw parts. But I think the most of it's good.
I think I saw parts of it.
I like it, but it's just the ending's pretty slow.
I don't know. Not the ending. Binged it. Mm-hmm. I binged it with all the other Harry Potter, well, with most of the other Harry Potter movies. Mm-hmm. I got invited to a Harry Potter marathon, and then I
remember. Was this the continuation of the other
one? Yeah, because the other one, I think, was the first three, right? And then I came back, re-recorded, and then I went and we watched four. Oh, well, me and Alex got there after four. I think we saw five, six, and seven.
Part one of seven, or you did all?
Both.
Oh, wow.
Got home pretty late that day.
Wow, that's a long. Yeah. That's a long.
Maybe I think we got there halfway through part five. I don't remember. But then I felt bad because everyone else was very into Harry Potter, and I'm just like, wait, so can, like, wizards have a muggle kid? And they're like, yeah, of course, Crouch is a muggle born, like a muggle child or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry, guys. And stuff like that. So, yeah, good.
Cool.
I was like, finally I like got to complete it.
I like that movie.
Is that the one where Dumbledore dies?
No, that's
he does the next one.
Half-Blood Prince.
I saw that one.
Spoiler for Harry Potter, I guess. It's long enough.
It's been a long time. I think it's long enough. I mean, like, the only person who hasn't seen it was, like, me, so.
True, and you already knew what happened.
And I already knew what happened because I have an asshole cousin.
I actually didn't know what happened at the end of Deathly Hallows Part 2 until I saw it in the movies. I never heard that. I heard the Dumbledore thing.
I always thought that Deathly Hallows Part 2, my fault with it is I expected a bigger fight between Harry and Voldemort.
I think it's a pretty good fight.
Yeah, don't they just like fall off the edge and then like stuff happens?
Well, they're doing the wands. I mean, what else are they going to do? You can't do more of the fight. That whole scene's pretty cool. Like, they do the fight. He calls him Tom. He jumps off the bridge. They start flying in the as a like ghost through, thing and stuff. Yeah. And then the other half of that fight is like Ron and Hermione going after the snake and cutting him in half.
That was cool.
That's pretty cool. So they intertwine those two things, and then they just do the only thing they can do. I mean, how else are they going to fight?
Like,
you don't want them to
throw
fist
the
fight.
Wands to the ground. Yeah, I do want them to fist fight. Throw them to the ground. Throw the wands to the ground and then put them up. And he's like, "This is you want to know who I have on my side, Voldemort, Lily and James," and he puts his two fists up.
It'd just be so awkward.
Albus and Sirius.
It's like Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith.
That fight scene is so worth it. That was like great build-up.
The fight scene's really cool, but it still is always awkward to me when the lightsabers both drop, and then there's a second where they're like punching each other. They literally do it for like a second, but it's like, this looks so weird. I don't expect people with lightsabers to
have fist fights. And that's what Obi-Wan should have been like, this is my friend Qui-Gon and Mace.
He didn't kill Qui-Gon.
I know, but he was like, that's what the dark side does.
He mastered it, I guess.
Yeah. Mace and sand people. He's like, oh no. What have I done? But yeah, I saw that movie, mm-hmm. and I was like, suddenly everything makes sense, because I'm like, it always bothered me, like, how come, because he, like, Harry Potter surrenders to Voldemort mm-hmm. earlier.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense to me, because, like, he had the stone that could give him, like, the, what was it called?
The stone just lets him see dead people.
Oh, that's what that does?
Yeah, that's why he sees the vision of all, that's part two.
I thought you hadn't
seen part one.
I didn't see part one, but then I saw part two right after I saw part one, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because I think in part one, they talk about, like, the three wizards, right? And and
yeah.
That's, like, the Elder Wand. That's the
story.
Yeah,
you missed the whole story. You kind of
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's important.
And then, like.
Because it's the invisibility cloak, the stone,
and
the
Elder Wand.
Stone.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And the Elder Wand.
Okay.
So he has the wand Voldemort has.
Yeah.
And then he has the stone, which is in the snitch, which he doesn't find out till later.
Because he has to, like, suck on
it
or something.
He put his mouth to it. Because it's where it remembers where how you caught it.
Yeah.
And
do you think Albus sucked on it and then opened it? It opened up and then he put the stone in?
How did he do that? That's the question.
Yeah.
Did he get Harry when he was sleeping? He's like. I don't know.
These and then he the sucks questions. The memory out of him, these puts
the,
it in the
pensive.
These
pensive. Are the weird things Dumbledore did
yeah.
when that we don't know about. He lived a life, that Dumbledore.
That Dumbledore did live a life.
He gets around. You don't see him a lot in the movies.
They should make a movie just on him. I think he's a fascinating character.
I feel like he has to show up in that the Fantastic Beasts movie. Don't you think he will show up? I think he'll show up.
I hope so.
Because, like, it's 100 years. Like, he's 150 or something. So you can get really, like, anybody to. You don't need an old dude.
Yeah, you could conceivably get me, just put a bunch of baby powder all over my face.
True.
I make a very convincing white person.
Okay.
Look like Dave Chappelle in those sketches.
Yeah.
But, so I saw that movie, which was really good. It was enjoyable. And I was like, finally, so much stuff makes sense. Like, everything clicks together.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, like Hunger Games, I keep forgetting part one of Mockingjay, but then I realize there's a lot of crucial things in part one of Mockingjay.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm like, it's not that crucial because it was so boring.
Yeah, in my head, it wasn't, but then who'd we go with?
Alex.
Alex didn't see the part one.
Yeah.
And he was very confused, and I was like, oh, yeah, there is really important stuff in part one, but it's like not enough to warrant a movie, but if you do like a 10-minute
recap,
you'd be fine.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That's
with
the same thing with
Deathly Hallows, where you're like, they could have easily fit this into one movie. But at the time, I don't think audiences were like as like perceptive to
well,
like
that
a 2.5
really
hour movie.
The first big part one, part two that I can think of that they're like.
But there are some scenes where you're just like, okay, I get it. He's walking, like.
Yeah, they're like in the forest or wherever forever.
Yeah,
that's the long part of the movie.
I bet someone online has edited that movie together.
I'm sure.
But then there were things that I was just like, why don't you show me more of this?
Yeah.
Show me more of your magic.
It's like, do this more than the forest part.
Yeah. Yeah, like, is that the... Wait, so is part one the one where you see the naked Hermione ghost? That Ron has the vision? When they're carrying...
Yes.
What are they carrying?
Yeah, yes, yes.
They're carrying the locket.
Yes.
That was a cool scene
that's
when they
cool.
destroy it.
Yeah.
And you think he's going to
like
kill
when
Harry?
When they get the locket from...
Yeah, that was a cool scene where they're in the Ministry of Magic.
Like, there's a lot of cool scenes in that movie.
That's what I was wondering about that statue.
That
I was like, do you think
cool?
I was like, do you think Voldemort just had that statue? And he's like, finally, I know where I can put this statue.
I know. I always like to think, like, shouldn't he have his Horcruxes, like, better protected? I feel like a lot of them are, like, just out there.
Yeah.
And his goal should be to collect them all.
Was the bank in the second movie?
The bank is in the second, starts the second
That's
movie.
Such a great scene.
Yeah. The dragon.
Oh, that's so... Yeah, I remember that scene in the movie.
Yeah. Part two. Because part two, like, I always forget. I always think some stuff that happens in part one happened in part two.
Mm-hmm.
But part two is very abrupt. It, like, has that one scene,
Yeah, like
you and then all of a sudden they're in the school really quick.
Part two opens up with Voldemort opening up Dumbledore's tomb.
No, that's how one ends. Oh wait,
that's how part two starts. It starts really abruptly, how part two starts? And you see the tomb opening up.
I always thought that's how part one ended. Maybe it's both.
Yeah, maybe it is both.
I'm not sure.
But I think like you see that before you see like Warner Brothers, like
yeah.
Because I was like, is this some sort of trailer?
I think it does end and start that same way. And they're trying to recap you on what happened.
They're like, no one's gonna binge watch.
I think the whole like backstory in the first one is like Harry seeing visions and he's trying to get the wand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how it culminates. Is he gets the wand?
So I might have been sold on this whole universe now. As much as I used to hate on the Harry Potter universe,
they did really a good job with that Deathly Hallows movie. Mm-hmm. Like that one was really well made.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like it's because like Order of the Phoenix and Half-Blood Prince, there's good things in those movies too, but it's just like not up to the tension level and like
excitement. Like Goblet of Fire a lot.
Me too.
Because I'm like, it seems fun, a lot of Quidditch.
Yeah. There's just a lot of moving stuff where the climax of some of those other movies, like, it's people dying. I guess the other two, like, people die and that's the big thing, but it's not like a huge fight or like any huge action at the end. Mm-hmm. It's just like people dying.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really sad when you see him. What's his name die?
Four ends with someone dying. Five ends with someone dying.
Dobby.
Six ends with seven and seven.
Starts
one.
With someone dies.
They doesn't Dobby? Dobby
dies like right in the beginning of seven, doesn't he? They bury Dobby.
I think someone dies in all of them, except maybe. I think someone dies in every movie. That's how they.
Yeah, someone dies for sure in seven part two. George, or Fred, one of them.
Like part two. Well, I think to end the movie, somebody always dies.
A little bit of me died when that movie ended. And then Alan Rickman died the next day. It was horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm cursed.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I think there's a curse on this podcast. I'm not going to lie. I'm for serious. Wes Craven.
Wait, who did we talk about? I thought we talked about somebody.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, we talked about a lot for a little, and leading up to his death.
True.
Wes Craven, I talked about almost on, for every week, for like four episodes.
Yeah.
We talked about, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who else.
Too many. We got to stop talking about these people.
I think whenever I binge something, someone dies.
What about Making a Murder? Is that considered binging?
No, I mean like heavily binging, like movies or music.
Mm-hmm.
TV, I don't think it really has an effect on anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody from the TV world has happened yet.
That I can remember.
Yeah.
But Wes Craven, I was like binge watching Nightmare on Elm Street and all those movies. And then I watched his documentary on making Nightmare on Elm Street. And so then he died. And I was like, this is weird. Makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I feel partially responsible.
It's just weird when that you were doing that pretty recently.
And yeah.
It's like, oh, wow.
Like the person I got very into recently just happens to die. And then everyone's into that person. And I'm like, God.
Yeah. I was here first.
Yeah. Like, can I not be a fan of anything before everyone else is a fan?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just kidding. It's not like that, really. But, so TV. Let's talk about TV. I guess, should I rate Deathly Hallows Part 1? I don't really remember which one was which. So, I would give it, like, 7 out of 8, I guess. It's a cool movie.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll give it 6, because I'd give Deathly Hallows Part 2 a 7.
All right.
Yeah, that basilisk fight in Hogwarts is pretty badass.
The, like, oh, was it like a water basilisk? Or like the snake? It's just a snake.
Right? It's just a snake.
Or you're not thinking of Chambers. Okay.
Oh, no, Nagini. Sorry. Yeah, when they're Nagini. Fighting Nagini in Hogwarts,
cool.
It's awesome.
Like going around, like, that's pretty cool.
And that's another thing. I didn't understand if Nagini was venomous.
Oh, and then Nagini. Because when she kills. That part of part one where, like, Nagini.
Like.
Is the old woman.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That freaked me out.
I thought it was a robot or something. Yeah. Some weird. It reminded me.
I didn't know an animal could do it.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Because it reminded me. Do you remember the short story? I think we might have heard it in fourth or fifth grade called Clockwork.
Mm-hmm.
About this kid who was like clockwork and his heart.
Oh, yeah.
He needed a heart or something.
Yeah, I remember vaguely something.
That's what I thought it was. And then I was like, oh, this is a magical world, not real life. Because clockwork is fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's what reminded me. That was really creepy. And you hear all the flies and everything. And she's like, Harry! And it's like... And then I mentioned it to my coworkers. Well, because at the beginning of Deathly Hallows Part 2, is that when they're transporting Harry? Or no, that's Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Oh, yeah, that's right at the beginning.
I've seen that part before.
For the Apollyjuice, all the Apollyjuice.
Yeah, and the Mad-Eye Moony's like, tastes like goblin piss.
Yeah.
And then Fred and George are like, are you familiar with that taste, Professor?
Yeah.
Or Mad-Eye or something. And then we were talking about something at work, and someone's like, oh, you're familiar with that taste. I was like, oh, yeah, I just saw Harry Potter. And they make a reference to goblin piss. And my supervisor and my coworker were just like staring at me. They're like, okay. I was like, no, it's like kind of like what you were saying.
It's very relevant.
It's very relevant. Alan Rickman's going to die. Just watch.
Ah, you put a curse on him.
Yeah. It was sad because we were making jokes. Like, that's the crazy thing. Because David Bowie died Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of Deathly Hallows Part 1, Fred and George look a lot like David Bowie. Mm-hmm. So I made a comment. I was like, wow, they really look like David Bowie. And then I get home and I find out David Bowie died.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the hell, man?
When you've been watching that and talking about him.
And then 2 days later, Alan Rickman dies, and me and Alex are making Professor Snape jokes all day Monday, all day Sunday, all day Monday.
Jeez.
And then he dies, and I'm like, God damn it. Can't catch a break.
Man.
Like the scene where Snape is dying, mm-hmm. and Harry Potter is over him, and he's like, you have your mother's eyes. And he's like, and then I was like, and her lips.
I've loved you always, Harry.
I've been looking at you, Mr. Potter.
Why do you think I pay so close attention?
Yeah. Just let me call you Lily.
You're the only thing left of her.
This is a dying wish. So that's how I get people killed, I guess. It felt horrible. It really felt bad. I felt horrible about it. But, yeah, let's move on to TV.
Oh, It's Always Sunny?
Oh, yeah, we watched It's Always Sunny.
Yes.
Frank falls out of a window.
Yes.
I thought it was really funny. It was a great, like, clip episode almost. Like, callbacks. So many callbacks.
Yeah. It was a big recap episode. I'm interested, because it's very surprising that they go back-to-back.
Well, like, callback episodes.
Callback episode. I understand one was, like, a callback of a full episode. And another was a callback of like 5 or 6 different episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very interesting to like start right off the bat with.
I think it's also been a long time since we've had It's Always Sunny.
I guess that's probably why. They're like, here's why you like the show.
That, and I think maybe lately more people have been binge watching the show.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why too. Because it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, all like, the episodes.
So they're like, to get back into the swing, you start with...
Yeah.
It's like the Star Wars in a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Like Force Awakens, people are like, okay, remember why you like this. These two episodes are like, remember why you like this. And then they'll give us new stuff.
Yeah.
That's a great microcosm of what I think.
Yeah, like the whole crack thing.
This has been the longest, probably one of the longest gaps of like...
Yeah.
Like 10 months. I don't know how long it's been.
But it's been a long time. Yeah, it feels like it's been a long time at least. I've been watching The Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on episode 13 right now.
From the beginning?
Season 1, yeah. I've been rewatching it from the beginning.
Nice.
It's fun, because I've been going to Disneyland a lot, and then we go on Tower of Terror, which is a Twilight Zone-themed ride,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, that's from this episode. Oh, that's from this episode. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's from this episode. Yeah. So I just keep doing that.
That's cool.
And then I befriend old people, because they're like, I love the Twilight Zone.
I watched that
and
when
I'm
I was
like,
a child.
Yeah, Twilight Zone's pretty awesome. I haven't seen all of it in a long time, but... Isn't this great? And like, oh, you seem to know so much. And I'm like, I'm such an old soul. Just like an old person.
That's funny.
Trapped in an old person's body. That happened a few... Me and Alex went to Disneyland. Don't remember when, because I've been going to Disneyland a lot lately. And like, that literally happened where we were on Tower of Terror. And we were talking about how on New Year's weekend, they had a marathon. And then someone's like, oh, what? Like an old lady, like an older lady, not an old lady, but she must have been in her 40s. And she's like, I wish I could have recorded it. Like, and I was like, yeah, they did all 156 episodes. Like, it's the first time they've done that.
Yeah.
Because, like, the rights were separated and everything. And then she's like, oh, man. And she's like, but isn't it on Netflix? I'm like, yeah, only 1, 2, 3, and 5 are on Netflix. Season 4 isn't still on Netflix. And she's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how did you get into it? I was like, I don't know. Like, it's just... I'm a big fan of anthology series. Like,
yeah, it's just interesting.
Yeah, because you can just watch it
whenever. Yeah, you can pick up any episode and be like, go.
Yeah. So there's that. That's all I've been really watching, I think. My parents started watching Murdoch Mysteries, which is like a Canadian. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that show?
No.
It's like it's on PBS. It's a Canadian detective show. I was telling you how my parents watch a lot of detective shows. Yeah. They watch all. Now it's a Canadian one. They extend to. It really pisses me. This show makes me so angry because it. I don't know when it's set. It must be set in like the early 1900s, turn of the century. Because of Henry Ford was in one of the recent episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me upset the same way Mad Men used to make me upset. Because Mad Men used to do these things where it's like, one day we'll just be able to get a piece of paper and send it to another place. Like, and it's like pretty much like a fax machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do that every episode of Murdoch Mysteries.
Yeah, that's
where he's like, this looks like a board game. Could you imagine four people sitting around trying to gather clues on who murdered someone?
Oh my gosh.
And then like the main character is like, no one wants to play a board game about murder. And then he's like, or he'll be like, maybe we should have like someone videotape or someone had a moving picture of the crime. Maybe one day we'll just have a bunch of moving pictures of all everything going on so we can witness crimes as they happen. And so, and I'm like, shut up. I get it.
That's stupid.
Every episode they do that.
Yeah. I don't like that. It takes you out of the time period. You're like.
Yeah. He's like, nope. Invest in these companies. Invest in Coca-Cola, GE, like, and these companies instead of buying government bonds. You're ridiculous. And he's like, we'll see how it plays out. And I'm like, God, shut up.
Yeah, I don't like.
My parents, and it's 9 seasons. My parents are like on season 4 or 5 just now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is going to be horrible.
Too many more.
All they do is watch this Canadian. And then like the acting is so poor. And then the weirdest thing that happens is they watch it on Hulu. And I think Hulu must be cutting the episode a little short between commercial breaks. Because there's my parents have the Hulu where you don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
But it'll be like, Murdoch, a murder just happened. Cut commercial.
Oh, really?
And then there's like a short gap and then it's like the murder just happened. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, does someone not know how to edit television?
I think because this does happen in some shows where they leave on the commercial break, they say a line and then
not
the
just
same
that
exact
but
line.
It's like,
or from a different angle. I've seen that too.
No, it'll be like, the murder happens, cut. Like, the cut is so tight with
weird.
The dialogue.
Yeah.
Where you're like, sometimes it seems like the sentence isn't even done.
Yeah, you usually need time to breathe until you go to commercial.
And
like
I'm
a
like,
second.
Like, the
second murder
happens.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of sound, and then you cut. But it's like, the murder happens.
That's weird.
And every time it happens, I look at my mom, I'm like, are you sure this is supposed to be like this?
Start complaining to Hulu.
I'm like, you watched it like for 4 seasons like this. I can't even stand it for like 15 minutes.
The first one, I'm like, no, stop doing this.
And it's like so Canadian. And I'm like, why are so many crimes happening in like Canada in the turn of the century? Like, what happens from then to now where like crime doesn't happen in Canada?
It's like all the crimes of Canada.
Yeah, like crimes really happened early in the 1900s. And then they're like, you know, we really need to change our ways. No one wants to come to a Canada.
Not when all these crimes are being
committed. Not when all these crimes are coming. And then it's like, they're like, oh, he's moved to New York. Or it's like, oh, this is...
it's so much safer here.
It's an American agent and stuff like that. And like, it's all these weird things. And I'm like, this is so dumb.
Wow.
And I'm like, why don't you guys just watch Making a Murder? It's real life. My mom's like, I don't want to watch real life. I want to live my pretend world where everything's happy.
Yeah,
I'm like, this isn't happy. This is making me upset in real life.
Making Murder is way more disturbing.
Yeah. Everyone I've told about that's watched it has that anger at the end of it.
Yeah. Because I got to 4 episodes now, and it's like, I don't even care about guilt or innocence. It's just a procedural, like...
Yeah. It's like Serial, season 1.
Yeah, it's like...
Have you been listening to Serial, season 2?
Yeah.
I gave up on it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm done, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like propaganda to me.
I don't know who they're trying to tell me is good, though.
Bo Bergdahl did it, and I think he went crazy. I'm just going to trust my friend who was in the army.
Yeah, I don't think it's painting him as he's the good guy, really.
I know, but it's just like, why are you telling
me? I don't know the point of this story.
Yeah, exactly. And then they went to two, or once every 2 weeks now, and I'm just like, it's okay, I'll wait until the next case.
I just like the idea of what it's like to be a prisoner, I guess. I don't really care about the innocent. There's no innocent or guilt. Like,
yeah.
This is completely different from first season. It's like, it's so different. It's weird. Like, I don't know what the... I don't know how this story came up.
I couldn't even listen to episode 3. I think episode 3 is where I stopped listening.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was just like... I tried listening to it so many times, and I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah. It's just so short to me that it's like, I'll keep listening.
Mm-hmm. So, Making a Murder. Four episodes in. Angry.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I don't understand how you can not follow procedure so much.
And then
you're not able to either bring...
Did you get to this evidence thing yet? Like the evidence box?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the...
It's like, how is that not...
With like the vial in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And isn't that shocking?
Yeah. I don't know how that's possible. Like, I don't know how you can discover that evidence and then show that to the court and be like, how else would that happen? Unless you're tampering with it. Like,
I saw a picture online and it was, I guess, from another court case, where it was a lawyer who held up a poster and it said, like, guilty, and it says beyond a reasonable doubt, and then it had, like, a range below that, and it's, like, all of those are not guilty.
Yeah. Like, every...
And people were saying, like, if Stephen Avery's lawyers showed them that poster in court, he would probably have not gotten guilty.
Yeah. But that, I just feel like that's not how people... I think you have to explain that to them a lot, though, because people... Juries don't understand. They never do. They never seem to understand beyond a reasonable doubt. It's always,
you had to have done it.
We had to have done it. That's enough for me. Instead of being like, there's just one thing gives me pause. That's all you need. That's all it takes.
And then I saw another picture where it's like what the prosecutors want you to think. And it's like iron shackles like a slave would wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what Stephen Avery actually had in their like furry handcuffs.
Yeah.
Because they kept saying like, oh, we found iron shackles. Found like,
yeah,
and I'm like, there should be blood on those too.
Yeah, there's no blood anywhere.
There's no blood anywhere except for the car.
Yeah, but it's just weird how like evidence. It's supposed to be concrete evidence. You're not supposed to. If you screw up procedure, stuff gets thrown out. Nothing seems to be getting thrown out. Most of it's like.
Would you be willing to go to Wisconsin?
I've been there.
Again.
Twice. I've been there twice.
Again. Now.
Yeah, I'll go to Green Bay.
Minnetowoc.
Even though that's pretty close to there.
Yeah. Would you go back to the city? Would you go poke around Avery's salvage yard?
No. But I think I'm fine because I'm an out-of-towner. They only hate people from there they don't think are from there.
That's crazy.
But it's weird.
Could you imagine if someone was like, Mission Viejo has been hit by a plague. It's called the Stesca family. We need to get rid of them.
So terrible.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's like crazy. But they're not smart. They're just very uneducated. It's like a problem that you can prey on uneducated people. It's like
they're so bad for them.
After getting like framed for rape or framed or whatever, like fingered and going to prison, either learn everything about the law or like always say lawyer whenever you're in that same town, say lawyer. Like,
yeah, but Brendan couldn't afford a lawyer. They couldn't afford it. Brendan Dassey's family.
You have to get an appointed one then.
And they got the one that they got was horrible, and then the
judge, but he didn't say lawyer
all
he's
the time.
Questioning him lawyer.
He's like, dumb though. He just did. I think he's just literally the dumbest person I've ever seen on television.
Oh yeah, he is.
So
I'm just wondering, are there more were there any news stories at the time saying this guy is slow and dumb?
Like, look how stupid he is.
Like, look how stupid he is on the news. It's like, you can't trust him.
Did you hear the wrestler that was in WrestleMania that year is going to go visit Brendan Dassey in prison?
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, isn't that cool? I think that's really cool, the wrestler guy who was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. It's crazy how much traction this show is getting.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Look, I don't even know how did it explode like this. Like, I don't know how
it's
any
on
of
Netflix.
These phenomena... So there's a ton of stuff on Netflix.
Ridiculous Six is the most viewed movie on Netflix.
True.
I only know two people who've seen it.
I know.
But
it's one guy watching it over and over.
Yeah, some guy's really into racist Adam Sandler.
I think so. They heard that Native Americans were complaining, like, this is for me.
It's huge in the white supremacist group.
I think so.
It's really big on that bow hunting forum, I found.
Yeah. Now, this is a real depiction of this.
Yeah. You know, I see some great bow hunting. There's Indians. Indians in this movie. So, yeah. You're probably have like a few more weeks, right? Like probably 2 more weeks?
Yeah, probably something like that. I'll get through it.
Be interesting to find out what you think.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the, I think one of the problems though is like, you're like, it's already bad now. 3 episodes in, I think it's pretty bad for the state. You're like, and then they just continually screw up. And you're like, yeah. It just makes you feel angrier and worse.
It's like, how is this the system? I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like all, it's, our system is so much like, oh, it's not the rules. It's dependent on what the judge thinks.
That's crazy.
And this, like, he can throw out or be like, nah, we'll keep it. Like, and there's no real guidelines. It's like, whatever the judge thinks is really what goes, what they can keep and not keep. And that just seems like so wrong.
Yeah.
That, like, there should be, like, somebody who, like, oversight on that, and they're like, okay, reviewing these things or something. Because only if one guy's really in control of what goes,
and like
that
judge that comes back out of retirement and stuff, like the appeal, and he's like, I'm not giving them an appeal because that means he had a bad name earlier, he made a mistake.
Exactly.
So I'm like, this is a screwed up system, man.
Really messed up.
Video games.
Video games.
Pocket Mortys.
Yes.
Did you play it?
Yes.
So much fun.
So much fun.
It plays just like Pokemon.
Yes. Basically, the concept of the game, if you haven't heard of it, is it's a Rick and Morty themed game, but it's exactly like Pokemon. So what you do is
you're Rick.
You'll go around and collect other Mortys.
I think there's 85 of them.
Yes, along with your original Morty, and you do battle with other Mortys. So it's like, it could be mundane as a blue shirt Morty,
or like bearded Morty,
or bearded
or Morty with a spoon.
Yes,
or like Cronenberg Morty.
Yes, or giant head Morty, or whatever. But, like, so there's so many different kinds. And then you can evolve Mortys by using 2 like Mortys. And then I think you go to, like, the daycare or something, and you combine them, and then they evolve to another Morty.
Oh, so you haven't even gotten that far yet.
Yeah. So you can do that, too, which is nice. Cool.
I'm worried I'm going to get to a point where I have to pay money.
I've been playing it for a little while, and the only thing, the only pay part is there's these
coupon things.
Yeah, and you get those when you fight the elder, the Council of Ricks.
Mm-hmm.
You get one of them.
Yeah,
and then sometimes when you get a coupon, you get one in that in the ball. So unless you want to like do that.
Well, the thing that bothers me is like sometimes one time I forgot to go to the like the Morty care place where you have to like fix them up,
guys.
Heal them up, and like get attack points.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went out, and like you can't go back to like the center.
No, you have to die. You have to. Like,
oh, so you have to die, and then they send you back.
Then they'll send you back. So what happens when you're all dead is they go like Bird Person comes and saves you.
Oh, okay.
So he's like,
that's awesome.
So yeah, every time you die, it sends you back to the healing center. And you got to restart from the beginning. But the problem is you can't quit. You have to die.
Yeah.
So it's kind of annoying to do.
And you can't choose what planet you go to.
No, it's just like random.
So like. Because that pissed me off because I didn't finish all of the, like, I didn't fight everyone.
Yeah.
So I didn't get, like, that middle thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
No, it doesn't matter.
But it sucked for me because I was like,
trying to do it.
Yeah. But then I was like, I don't have enough attack points and I don't have enough, like, stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, synth stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, you can, like, make things. So, it's pretty well made. It's really fun. And like,
for a free game, it's great.
If you like the Pokemon game and then you like Rick and Morty on top of it, it's just like really fun.
And you can use Schmeckles to buy stuff.
Yes. It's just so much fun.
A lot of like in jokes and stuff. So.
Yeah. And it's like really like references to the show are in there a little bit, like different characters, like the whole counts of Rick's and that.
Yeah. And then like Jerry being like, oh, it's better than a balloon popping game.
Yeah.
Which is like a game that he plays in the show, which is also a game that you can download for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, my niece and nephew love that game.
Yeah.
So, it's a pretty good game.
Yeah, it's really fun and it's funny.
Now we're going to talk about something we've never talked about on a podcast, I don't think. A board game.
Board game.
And card game. I forgot we played Exploding Kittens.
Oh, we did, yes. We didn't mention that before, did we? When we did UFC.
No, because we forgot.
Because we vaguely remembered how to play.
I don't remember how to play. I did play one game. Did I?
Did you even play that game?
I played one game because we found out we can play it with more people because I had the extended deck. Because
we did bang after that. Yeah. So we did play one game.
I don't remember. That was horrible.
I don't really remember bang. So
yeah, me neither.
I'm just like, what?
And so we played Exploding Kittens. Very stressful, but it was awesome because we almost got to the bottom of like 60 car or 100 car over 100 cars. It like came down to the last two cards.
Yep.
And I had like zero cards in my hand, so it was very exciting.
That was a crazy game.
The whole game. And it was five of us playing.
Yeah. It came down to like one card. I used my last defuse and then you had no cards.
I didn't have any. I had one card, but it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. Oh, you did have one card. Yeah. So it came down to like literally the last cards of the deck, which usually, I'm assuming goes faster than that usually.
Yeah.
Because people were in it for a long time. One person got out quick.
Yeah.
And then two people got out real quick. And then we were at it for a long time.
Which is very stressful. And then we played Pandemic Legacy.
Yes.
So we're not going to spoil it.
Start our year-long game, not going to spoil it at all.
But we beat 2 months, suckas. Yep.
Two for two.
Yeah.
We screwed up the first start
practice. Yeah, we played it without the Legacy.
Yeah.
Because we never played Pandemic before. And everyone's like, oh, you got to play Pandemic. So then we tried that. And then we did January and February.
Yes.
And we actually got to destroy cards and stuff, which I thought was very exciting.
That's cool. Yeah, this game's a blast. I recommend it very much.
If
you can get people together to play it and commit to playing it for a
while. I think you just have to have them play it once, and then I think they'll commit.
Yeah. Once you play it, you play regular Pandemic once, and then you'll be like, oh, if you're adding more stuff to this game, that's pretty cool.
I'm thinking,
because I'm excited about, like, I don't know what's going
to
change.
That's the thing. Like, I wanted to buy a second.
January is like different from February. It was it's different. So it's cool to see what's going to change. Is what we're building towards going to totally flip its head? Maybe. Yeah. It's fun.
I'm excited because I was thinking about buying like a second game to play with like another group.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, it kind of sucks because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You just got to hope they're making season two. Is that in development?
I don't know. I know the guy who made this just made like a game based on like knitting or something. I don't know. Mm. It's crazy. Board game culture is like crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I've never done it. I'm excited to do this because it's like a cool thing. I've never done any like board game and like any.
Well, this is like Legacy. There's only two.
Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. Any of that.
Like tabletop games or anything.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Mm.
And I was like, we ended up playing, we were only supposed to play 1 month, and it was like 1 a.m, I think. And I was like, let's play the second month. And I was like, you guys realize like what's going to happen if we play the second month? We're going to be here for an hour. And we killed the second month.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks because that means we have zero funding next month.
Yeah. They're like, you're too good at this game. Stop.
So
they're trying to hurt us.
But it's cool because we have all our characters written out and everything. That's fun.
Yeah. It's like literally a permanent game.
Yeah. Until that person dies, which is a possibility a character could die.
Yeah. And the truth is, like, we're going to get, like, so many, like, how many plays do you actually get out of a game, like, all the time?
Yeah, like, how many times have you ever played, like, Risk?
Yeah. Like, say we're going to play this at least, like, 12 to 20 times. We have to play it at least
12 to 20. Yeah, now.
So, do we ever play Risk 12 times? I mean, maybe over the course of a lifetime or over the course of a lot of years.
It's a really well-developed game, and I'm excited to see because it's like I've been seeing a lot of articles on it lately and like on places that like Vice had an article about like Pandemic Legacy, like board game of the year or like the board game you need to play and stuff like that. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I just like the idea that like someone thought up to do this. And then they know it's not replayable, really. They know it's like, oh, it's a one-time experience.
It's finite, but it's a great experience that you're going to have. Yeah.
So this is a cool idea.
Yeah. So yeah, go play Pandemic Legacy if you get a chance. Yeah. Now time for our discussion. Mm-hmm. Movie most excited about in 2016. Let's go to Twitter. Tweet us at destinypizzas.com or destinypizzas, D DESTINYPIZZAS. And Edwin said, so many. The one I'd pick if I'd have to choose is Captain America Civil War. But his other ones that he would is excited about, Deadpool, Rogue One, Superman vs. Batman, or Batman vs. Superman, and Finding Dory.
Ah, yeah.
I think I have to agree with him. Captain America Civil War.
I'm make it 3 for 3. That's really what's screaming out to me.
Yeah, I'm going to turn 26. And we're going to watch that movie. And
it's just there's so many things in this movie that are hyping me up. Because, like, Age of Ultron, the only things that were new were really, like, Ultron, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm. And Vision.
But this movie, there's so much... And Vision. This movie, there's so much new.
Yeah.
And it's so much, like...
And it flips everything we've known on its head, yeah, kind of.
Phase 3 is completely, like, now we'll get some clarity to what's going on. We're getting Spider-Man. Black Panther. We're getting some real interaction between people. Like, we don't really know what Scarlet Witch thinks of the Avengers. You barely get any interaction. You don't know what Vision thinks of the Avengers, really.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how Spider-Man fits in.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
You don't know how Bucky, like, because, like...
And Ant-Man.
I didn't bring up Ant-Man. Like, you don't know how Ant-Man fits in. You don't know how, like, Iron Man reacts to, like, the Winter Soldier. Like, he's Winter Soldier basically killed his parents.
Yeah.
How's that reaction? Like, he's going to be like, you're friends with that guy, and that guy killed my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you knew my dad, too. you're not pissed about that? So...
Did that come out in real life, or did I dream that? Where Captain America's like, my parents are dead, too.
I don't like that game. I think that you dreamed that.
Okay. I just like to think about things that might happen.
Yeah, so there's... It's like, we got so much mythology built
behind it. Or did he say something like, everyone I know is dead?
He may have said something along those lines in Winter Soldier or something. Hmm. That sounds very familiar, that second.
Maybe I saw something else edited together very... Maybe. Creepily. Very, shadily. So, yeah, I think it has to be Captain America Civil War.
Yeah. Because I know at the very base level,
mm-hmm.
it's even if it's not so great, like something like if Age of Ultron wasn't as great as it could be and stuff, I know that's probably the bare minimum of what this movie will be. Whereas any other movie, I can say I don't have that as much confidence with this. I think this is going to be great, and Winter Soldier was great.
Which I'm trying to find that list I have of all the major movies coming out this year. Okay.
This is a great fan movie year of, like, all comic book stuff. Another Star Wars.
Oh, The Magnificent Seven. I think I'll be pretty excited for that mm-hmm. movie. But it's like, I would be shocked if Captain America Civil War was disappointing.
Yeah.
Where The Magnificent Seven, yeah, I have no idea. That's kind
of how I'm feeling it right now. It's like...
That's like the most guarantee for enjoyment. There may be movies that
are greater... on the list to me mm-hmm. at the end of the year. Like, I think I was most... Well, I guess Star Wars was... I was excited. It was very high, but...
Like, Hateful Eight.
But, like, a lot of them come out of nowhere. Hateful Eight and, like, Dope. Mean Girl and The Dying Girl. Dope. All these movies come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, I would have said Star Wars, and then like Star Wars is Age high because... Ultron. I would have said Age of Ultron and, like...
Ant-Man
and stuff. So, I know there's probably a base level built in for us because, mm-hmm. like... We're just really into this stuff, so.
But I mean, to be fair, on my top 10 list from last year,
neither
there weren't any That's superhero true. Movies on that list.
Good point.
Because I'm a grown up now.
You've moved on.
I'm an adult. But yeah, it's like it seems to me from the list of like the movies that I've been looking for mm-hmm. this upcoming year, that's one I'm most excited for.
Yeah,
and it's just the most so guaranteed much, for enjoyment.
And these bigger movies, there's. All this hype I'm already a part of where some like even that we'll talk about the trailer later,
but
that
Cloverfield God
movie,
damn.
Out of nowhere we didn't even know about it and like there's I so swear many
we
movies.
Talked about it before okay, that Dan you, Trachtenberg
okay, maybe we did
I think we talked about a movie Dan Trachtenberg was doing a movie for Bad Robot
we did say and then something about Cloverfield like connection
it was speculated that it was connected to Cloverfield
now you're in my memory when you say something about just the director
that's what I have to also mention when we talk about things on the podcast we do not remember them
it's kind of like we go into this room record a big haze we come out and you're like what'd you talk about
literally know. A big haze because there's a lot of pot smoke in this
yeah
a lot of boom. Drugs we do whatever that drug Michael Jackson died on we do that
propofol
we milk of amnesia as it's called on the streets
yeah we milk do it. Of the poppy
yeah So, no, we don't really do drugs. That's before why we're this, always but
like, we talk about it last week, and we're like, we talk about it like it's new.
Yeah, like we can very well repeat ourselves easily, or yes. just not remember. So if you see me on the street, and you're like, I loved when you talked about this, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Refresh my put in context. You're
like, I love your podcast. I'm like, what podcast? Like, I don't do a podcast.
Wait, podcast? I like podcasts too.
Yeah, like, what's your favorite podcast? Oh, you like Destiny Pizza? I love Tell Him Steve Dave. My own podcast. It's not even my favorite. Actually, no, I love this podcast.
So great.
I love doing this podcast. I don't love listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because listening to it is horrible.
Doing experience. A podcast is so fun.
Yeah. I recommend everyone do a podcast.
Yes.
Or just come on ours.
That too. That's the easiest way because you don't have to do anything. You just show up and talk. Yeah. Or don't talk. I mean, it's even easier to show up and don't talk.
Yeah, ask Uxher about that.
Yeah, so it happens.
Next week, our discussion is worst films of 2015. I actually had a bit of a panic attack earlier because I thought this was our discussion topic this week, and I was like, I can't think of a horrible
That's
movie.
That's what I was trying to think.
It's
like, have you seen enough bad movies? You need to watch Fantastic Four just for this fact.
Yeah, I need to. So I guess I'm going to have to end up watching both Jonah Hex and
Fantastic Four.
Did Lone Ranger come out this year? No, it came out last year. Or like a year before,
yeah.
2014. Damn.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey. I didn't mind it, though.
The only thing off the top of my head is Fantastic Four right now. Are we doing a number or, like, just list several?
No, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Like, maybe three. Whatever you can think of.
Yeah.
I can't think of many bad movies I saw this last year. I mean, I talked a lot of shit on The Martian, but...
That's not a bad movie, though.
Worst.
There's no way it's a bad movie.
Of...
It's just not enjoyed as much as other people. That's how I put it.
Okay, let's see. I just want to list some of the movies that are on, like, popular lists. Accidental Love. Didn't see that one.
Aloha,
Addicted to Fresno.
That's probably a big one.
Hallelujah. Any Day. Chappie. Contracted Phase 2. Dirty Weekend. I don't even know. 5 to 7. I don't
Never
know.
Never heard
movies.
Of
The Gallows. I like that movie. Hitman Agent 47. Home Sweet Hell. Hungry Hearts. Into the Grizzly Maze, which was supposed to be a remake of Grizzly. Joe Dirt 2. Kidnapping Mr. Heineken. Kill Me 3 Times. Lazarus Effect. Lila and Eve. The Loft. The Lovers. Mommy. Outcast. Out of the Dark. I don't know any of these movies, but...
Fantastic Four is not even on there.
Yeah, those movies must have been... Oh, wait. There's a lot more. Staten Island Summer. I liked that movie. I thought it was enjoyable. Serena, Pay the Ghost, Best Story. There's a lot of movies on this list. Did you see Staten Island Summer?
No.
I thought it was alright. It was on Netflix. Stung, The Stranger, Unfreedom, Unfriended, Vacation, Vice, War Room. I don't even think Fantastic Four is on this list at all.
Wow.
Zombievers. I thought that was enjoyable.
Got a lot of Razzie nominations.
We Come as
you
Friends.
You should just go to the Razzie nominations.
Oh, half star reviews. The Cobbler, Dawn Patrol, In Stereo, Madwoman, Marfa Girl, Mordecai, No Escape, Return to Sender, Safe Flight, 0 star reviews. There we go. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. Oh, unstarred reviews. I saw one of these movies. The Human Centipede 3 and Welcome to New York. Nope. Fantastic Four was not on there.
Go to Razzie nominations. I think that'll be more... relevant.
Yeah, that was Roger and Ebert.
Let's go to the best worst movie, I guess. Oh, winners are no. That was
for 2016. Years. Oh, so I need to look up 2015.
No, I think it would be 2016, right?
Yeah, it's 2016, and that means their movies from 2015. That's confusing.
All right, worst.
Pixels, 50 Shades of Grey, Jupiter Ascending, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, and Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I guess Pixels is in there too for me.
I forgot about that. I never saw that movie.
Parts about it.
The Boy Next Door, Jennifer Lopez got nominated for The Visit. Oh, Redeemer Award. That's a good one. M. Night Shyamalan, Elizabeth Banks, Sylvester Stallone, and Will Smith are in there for the Redeemer Award. I guess that's the only Razzie okay to win. Mm-hmm.
Think on it, and we'll tell you our first movie.
Yeah.
Drone is on Netflix today.
Cool. Come back tomorrow. for America's Sweetheart and This Week in Movies in the Now and Trailer Talk. And then the next day, Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, and then we're done. Yep,
that's the week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.